A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS Certified Organic Green Mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms. Easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, starting us off here, Spencer, the Bills, a team that you used to cover.
Yes.
Team that you know very well.
Yes.
They've been tabbed for Hard Knocks, and there's a lot of excitement. I like Josh Allen a ton. I used to be like anti-Josh Allen a lot. I used to be very, mainly because I just thought he was overrated, but I've come back on the other side of that now. It took a very long time to get there. Now we're there, and I feel like he's properly rated. It just took us a little bit. And I still don't think it's enough to get me to watch Hard Knocks.
So I'm actually intrigued by this one because it's like it's I guess I won't say that one of the first times, but it is one of the first times it feels like you're getting a team that has a chance to actually be like really, really good on Hard Knocks in the preseason training camp edition. I don't know. I think there's going to be some fun stories there.
Fired at Hugh Jackson.
You know, there's going to be a lot. Well, it's always like the Browns were in rebuild at that time. Like they won one game.
We just drafted Baker at that
That's
point.
That's true. There was that. I don't know. I just think.
But yes, you were right. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just funny to me.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be one episode that's just dedicated to like Josh Allen's relationship with Haley Steinfeld the entire time. Like,
sure, if they want to actually get ratings back, it should be more than one episode.
Yeah,
they should do a whole episode about him being this like awesome golfer now, and then they should do a whole episode and a half about him dating Haley, and then like it really should just not be called Hard Knocks with the Buffalo Bills.
Hard Knocks with Josh Allen.
Hard Knocks with Josh Allen.
Hard Knocks Josh Allen's life. The only thing that's missing is like it would have been better if Stephon Diggs was still there because he's a personality. That's what you want for Hard Knocks, and he's no longer there. I don't know off the top of my head like. What other, I mean, their left tackle, Deion Dawkins, is kind of a character, but like, you're really going to focus on the left tackle of the team is like a big story? Probably not. Like, come on, what are we doing?
Is Jordan Poyer still there, or am I just making things up in my head now?
Was he there? No, he was with the Dolphins last year. No,
oh, you're right. You're right, because he's a
but
character.
But that is, well, yeah, and he's
former
got,
Brown and a
yeah,
character.
Yeah.
Gregory Russo, he's a character. They got some guys. Maybe let him cook with James Cook. We got some players.
Let him cook with
maybe
James
that we
Cook.
Could, yeah, like a whole segment. It's just James Cook cooking. What do you like to cook, James Cook? And then they just go through.
They got
to
get Brandon Bean on the radio for a couple episodes, just ripping into the radio host for talking about needing more wide receivers.
That could happen too. I'm open to a lot of suggestions here. If I ran Hard Knocks, that's what we would turn into. It's James Cook being Bobby Flay or being Emerald. Bam!
It's a great idea.
Just doing
honestly,
it.
It's a great idea. We're gonna stick with. Oh, sorry, I always forget about the imaging. We're going to stick with the NFL and Hard Knocks because off of that, we also found out that the NFL is doing an in-season edition like last year with another division. This year, they're honed in on the NFC East. So we know the teams in that division. It's a star-studded group, of course. But JP, I would attest that they should have just let this version of the in-season edition just die where it did
like
last
year. Like a one and done.
It was terrible. Did you watch it at all last year? Because did you watch it because it was like, I need it from content purposes?
So I watched episode one because I thought we were going to do a lot on the content side of things within it, right?
Yeah.
And so I watched episode one, and then Nick and I really didn't talk about it much after the day that it happened. And so then I was like, I guess Nick isn't into talking about this. And so I was like, I guess there's no need to watch episode two. And so then I just caught the clips. After that, and it was no, you know, the sad
that
part
was a
though.
Smart way to do it.
Well, and so I got my wife got all excited to watch it too, and you know, there's some things that she'll watch with me. Like we watched the Brett Favre documentary. We can talk about that in a second if you want. And she was excited for that. She's like, oh, I get to learn all about the shadiness of Brett Favre. Like she was all because she didn't know anything about it. She didn't know anything about Jen Sterger.
Have
she
defrauded,
didn't know any of it. And she's like, wow, that was fat. And I'm filling in the different parts. Like they completely bypassed what a drunk he was when he was in Atlanta, and that's how he ended up like going from Atlanta to Green Bay. They just swept that under the rug. And I'm like, no. In a documentary that's about how shady and how maybe problematic Brett Favre is, to sweep that under the rug, interesting move. But we watched Hard Knocks episode one with the four divisions last year. And by like 20 minutes in, my wife was like, no, this stinks.
My feeling was just like, because you were covering four teams in like 7 to 8 episodes, there was just no good stories told. One of the funniest stories was like Joe Burrow talking about buying a Batmobile. It was just such stupid stuff. You didn't really, the beauty of the training camp one is that they have it's all just around one team and like these individuals that you might not know about, and they can really vet these stories and like get you to buy into the people. I wasn't bought into Myles Garrett being one episode where he was talking about how much he loved basketball and how integrated he is in the Cleveland community, and then one episode later being like, yeah, I might not be here next year. Yeah. I live that. Like, it was, you just had such surface level stories. It was just terrible. I don't know why, like, anybody who's like, oh, I'm so excited to hear more about the Cowboys and the Eagles. Like, no, you're not going to get anything from this. There's going to be no stories told that are really that anything other than you already know about these teams.
I remember at one point thinking, huh, Tomlin eats Doritos. And it's like, that shouldn't be my, that shouldn't be
that was
my
your
like,
big takeaway.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the reality. It's yeah, kind of wild.
Silly.
All right, we did have NBA last night. Thunder win game one. How big of a problem are SGA's foul calls? The man is a foul merchant. And the entirety of that game, and then even into the later parts of the fourth quarter, it was wild how he was just getting every call under the sun. And the people that were angry about it was even funnier, but it definitely distorted the game.
How many years has he been in the league now?
Four?
Because he feels like the first superstar that's like getting calls this early in his career. Like I think back to like so many other guys that were like, oh, this guy's going to be great. And it took years for these people to get calls. SGA is getting calls year four in the league. It's incredible. Good for him.
He's been in there longer because it's been longer than four. He's basically been in our stratosphere and relevant for about five, but it's been year six, year seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he, I guess, is at a point where he probably earns them. But like,
I mean, he's going to win the MVP tonight, and this will be his 100%. Third straight top five MVP finish. So like he is superstar level. So yeah. Like if anybody's getting a call, he's getting a call. But the amount of it was very LeBron-esque, and I don't mean it as a slight when I say it with LeBron, but I think I mean it as a slight when I say it with SGA. Like, you are foul hunting in that point, and their defense is so good that I honestly don't even think it's a bad plan. It just makes for not great basketball, in my opinion.
Yeah, he very much looks like Donovan Mitchell in that Pacers series.
Exactly right.
Like, yeah, hunting fouls because he knows he could do other things because he's not hurt like Donovan was. But, like, yeah, that's the strategy. It makes for ugly basketball. You are 100% right about that. Nobody really wants to see that, especially at this stage of the playoffs.
No, and their defense is so good. And you're reminded last night about why they had the best defense in the NBA and one of the best defenses we've seen in the NBA in decades. But like, if the Timberwolves are only going to score 88, maybe that is just the plan that SGA has to have. Let's go to the free throw line and let's try to win it that way. But it just was not enjoyable to watch.
Omaha!
So, JP, the Ohio State Board of Trustees is rewarding LeBron James with an honorary doctorate of public service degree. I have a hot take for you.
Yeah?
I think honorary degrees are a slap in the face to people who actually went to these schools and earned it.
You worked at an institution at one point. My mom teaches. She teaches at a university. She has a PhD. And so she's, I got to ask her thoughts on this. But I'm giving you my, I respect universities take is what I'm giving you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I agree with you on this. I have not considered it often, but I have anytime anyone tries to make some sort of claim that they have a degree as an honorary degree, looked at it as that's not a real degree.
It's not a real degree. That's like I said, it's a slap in the face to these people who paid money, went to these schools, spent 4 years at the schools to earn this degree, and then LeBron James just gets to jump the line because, well, he did a lot of good in the community and he gives a lot of money to the Ohio State football team.
Is LeBron doing a commencement speech on top of this or anything like that?
I mean, maybe they're giving him something, but like, can't you find another way to reward him? Like, hey, let's create an award in Ohio and like give it to him. As why does it have to be an honorary degree? Like, people work hard and pay good money for these degrees. LeBron doesn't just get to jump the line because he's rich and he gives back to the community. Like, I think it's great that he gives back to the community. That doesn't just make you beholden to get an honorary degree.
It sounds like that's exactly what makes him beholden.
No, it's ridiculous. It's silly.
It might be silly, but it sounds like Ohio State wants to attach itself to LeBron.
They do.
As often as they can. And if they feel like this is the way that they can do it, and LeBron will feel like an actual graduate, I think it's a smart play.
I am not pushing back on the notion that it isn't smart to attach yourself to that cash cow. I'm just saying it is. Honestly, it makes universities look bad.
Like, now, if there was,
like, hey, come to this school and earn your degree, and then you're like, or you can just go get rich and then be a fan of this team, and then we'll give you an honorary degree later. Like, I'm not saying everybody can do that, but I'm just saying.
If there was ever an athlete that I would bet on when they're done playing, if not for this honorary degree, maybe he doesn't need to now, that would have just gone back to college because he didn't do college the first go around, it would have been LeBron.
I could see that. I could 100% see that.
Right? Like, and taking business classes, you know, or something at like Harvard just to do it. Kevin Love did that one summer, and then he went around wearing Harvard sweatshirts.
We talk about him cutting the line, though. His classes would have been like he was a football player at Ohio State, where like you just take the most basic classes and like you don't actually show up, and then the person just gives you a grade anyway. Like, he wouldn't have actually done much. But yeah, I could see him 100% do it.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety. Delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Let's stay in the college ranks for a second. The NCAA is going to hire a CEO after the House versus NCAA settlement came out. And what's going to happen here is the four conferences that rule NCAA right now are all going to get together and they're going to anoint a CEO. Many people are speculating it could be Nick Saban. They feel like is the right call for this. We can go down that road. But can hiring an NCAA CEO change college football for the better? An actual governing body, but a person that will make rule changes that will be in favor of making the sport just better.
I think it can work, but I also think that is going to be like what I think follows a CEO for college football is a super league. Like, I think ultimately that is the path you go down is like, okay, we have this person who's now like ruling on everything college football, And now we're going to just going to branch off into like this NFL light where we have two major conferences. Certain teams get invited, certain teams don't. And we just kind of go from there. And the benefits for those teams are different than the teams in the lower levels. You might have like MAC schools having to go down, like whatever it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But that's what it feels like is next from this. I mean, listen, I'm open to trying something like this because frankly, the NCAA at this point has no teeth. Like it has, they can't really do anything. I was surprised that Michigan had like a self-imposed ban for themselves or whatever they did, punishment for the cheating scandal. Cause it's like, can the NCAA really enforce these things at this point? I think if you had somebody in like a position of power with college football where all the schools kind of signed on the dotted line and said like, we agree to this, then you actually give power to somebody to rule over the sport. And I think it could work.
And that is Quick Hits. All right, we come on back. 216-474 to below 92. Shador spoke with Kay Adams, spoke glowingly on Flacco. But is there any way that this quarterback room actually gets along together? We'll get your phone calls, we'll get your tweets, Twitter reactions. Brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress. Delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms. Easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.